With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstruck. Customs and Border Protection are expanding the use of technology to process the ever-growing number of passengers as travel booms following the pandemic-related slumps.
During fiscal year 2023, the agency processed nearly 400 million travelers at the ports of entry. That's a 24% increase over the previous year. When looking at the country's top 20 airports by passenger volume, officers processed 31% more travelers, while average wait times increased 11%. To speed movement through the airports, officials are moving toward app-based technologies like the Mobile Passport Control app, which allows passengers to upload their photos and information. When those passengers enter the screening area, they get routed to a separate line. Jeremy House reporting.
In Baltimore, at the site of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, crews have been working overnights, days, whatever hours they can get in to remove the containers from the deck of the dolly, and they will so this week as weather permits. Crews are progressing toward removing sections of the bridge that lie across the ship's bow to eventually allow it to move. Also at SRNnews.com, some Israeli troops are leaving Gaza.
On Sunday, Israel's military announced it was drawing back forces from the 98th Paratroopers Division, who had been operating in the area of Khan Yunis in southern Gaza. The Hamas stronghold has been the main focus of Israel's offensive in recent months. That brings Israeli troop levels in Gaza to some of the lowest levels since the war began.
That's Charles de Ledesma reporting. South Korea launched its second military spy satellite into space from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida days after North Korea reaffirmed its plan to launch multiple reconnaissance satellites this year. This is SRN News. Christianity holds something of value for a hardcore atheist.
Richard Dawkins is one of the best-known atheists in the world, a man who calls faith in Christ nonsense. And yet, in an interview with a British radio station, he laments the decline of Christianity in the UK and Western Europe, going so far as to claim that he is a, quote, cultural Christian. Dawkins says England needs the moral and ethical structure that Christianity provides and admits that he fears the spread of Islam in his country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida's state Supreme Court decided by a 5-2 vote to allow on the November ballot a measure that would let companies that already grow and sell medical marijuana to sell it to adults over the age of 21 for any reason. The ballot measure would also make possession of marijuana for personal use legal. Despite warnings, an increasing number of states are making marijuana legal for recreational use. SRN News. California-based 99-cent-only stores, no more.
The retailer closed all 371 of its outlets Friday. The shuttering ends the chain's 42-year run of selling an assortment of bargain basement merchandise. The company has stores across California, Arizona, Nevada, and Texas. Interim CEO Mike Simoncic said in a statement that the retailer has struggled for years as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, changes in consumer demand, inflation, and rising levels of product shrink, a measure that encompasses losses from employee theft, shoplifting, damage, administrative errors, and more. Keith Peters reporting.
A Southwest Airlines jet leaving Denver was forced to land after the engine cover fell off and struck the wing flap during takeoff Sunday. The Boeing 737 landed safely, and the passengers were put on another aircraft to Houston. It's the second mishap this week. SRN News.